B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Time now for some morning thoughts.
Wake up, Philadelphia!
No! God, please, no! No!
Time now for morning thoughts.
Hey, lady! Shut up!
Will you just shut your trap?
Shut up!
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God!
Because what were you thinking about this morning?
So it's funny because I kept going over the game in my head over and over again. And I kept going over and over and over and over. So it was this early this morning. I'm getting ready to take the kids to school. So I texted Legs because my thing was thiable. And Legs had texted me. We were talking about it. So he said, bro, I told you Atlanta was good. Right, that's how he actually texted me that yesterday, but I didn't feel like dealing with him. So I texted him this morning and he said, because I go, what about Thibel? Right? Like, and he goes, yes. They can't play anyone on Trey. Now, this is just with Legs. And I, listen, he's the best. They can't play anyone on Trey but Thibel or Simmons. I definitely start Thibel. You cannot let that guy get into rhythm. Freaking face guard him when he gives it up. That's pretty good. Blitz ball screens and face guard him with Thibel when he gives the ball up. He has to be treated differently now. He will destroy you if you don't take him out to the extent you can. I thought that was pretty good.
No, it is good, and it makes sense.
It's amazing. He should be coaching somewhere, dude. That guy's brilliant.
White Shadow. I mean, it makes sense.
I can't see him as the White Shadow Redux, yes.
You got to have a better plan for Trae Young. I don't know what, honestly, what was the plan? Going into that game, what was the plan for Trae Young? Was it literally just, hey, let's put our veteran defender on him and see what happens? Because he had 12 and 5 in the first quarter, and then he had 13 in the second quarter. So even at the end of the first quarter, he didn't make an adjustment. And also, he's got 25 points at halftime.
I know.
And you were able to, I'm not going to say you shut him down in the second half, but obviously when you change things up, it worked.
You slowed him down.
That was important.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
You know, I
you're not going to listen. You're not going to shut him down.
No, you're not. He'll still score.
He's
close to 30 a night. Right?
Terrific player.
Yes,
he's a wonderful offensive player.
Yeah, he's going to take the majority of their shots, and he's going to hit them.
But you know, I mean, the thing I don't understand is now I know Doc wasn't here last year when we watched him. I go back to that
double-double
that
first
one
quarter.
Game. I'm going, oh my god! I was watching the game, and if you guys remember, it was a Thursday night, and then the Saturday they lose to Boston, and the Monday they lose to Miami. You remember that?
Yeah, and then Ben stayed in Miami.
Right. And then the following Thursday, they lose to Milwaukee. I could give you chapter and verse on
each
game.
Yep.
But the first game, Trey had double-double in the first quarter. 10 assists in the first quarter. Because you were playing no discipline on defense.
Right.
But you got, against him, you've got to play disciplined defense.
It's crazy. I remember Josh Richardson was out those 4 games. And one of our things that we said was, there's no way you should miss Josh Richardson this much. I still remember that stretch, too. It was, it was tough. My only morning thought regarding the Sixers is maybe it's my fault. Yesterday was the first game I wasn't, partying during the game, man.
Huh?
Each game. I've either been at the game, bar, hanging out with my dad, drinking beers, watching the game. Yesterday, I was just I was working watching the game. And look what happened.
What do you mean you were working?
Like, I sat down and took some notes, watched the game. I think I got to go to a bar game, too.
I think that's stupid.
I think I got to go to a bar game, too, man. I'm telling you.
I think that morning...
I threw it off.
That morning felt stupid.
I threw it off, man. I threw off.
That's stupid.
Telling you, I'm going to go to a bar game, too, and they're going to win.
I'm happy for you. Go to the bar.
All right, game two. They're winning. Lock.
Go get so drunk that you can't even remember the game.
Okay.
How about that? Is that fun?
Sounds good. It's my fault, man. I'm sorry to the city of Philadelphia.
You know, I love you. You're my little brother, so I can break your balls.
Yes.
There's no worse take than the, it's me.
No, it's my fault.
Like, there's no worse take than, you know why the Eagles lost? Because I didn't have the jersey on.
Christy washed my sweatshirt, dude.
Right.
And then Carson Wentz tears his ACL. Don't tell me there's no bad juju in her washing the sweatshirt, damn it. I almost made her sleep outside that night.
I got news for you. You don't affect the team.
Yes, I do.
You don't.
Yes, I do.
So you don't have to drink until you're blind.
It's my bad, guy.
You don't have to drink until you pass out.
That's my fault.
You can just watch the game.
I'll take this one.
And work.
I'll take the fall. Sorry, guys.
What did I say earlier? I wanted an intelligent basketball conversation.
You don't want to deal with any nonsense today.
I don't want nonsense or stupidity.
My bad, guys.
Not my bad, guys. My bad, aunt.
My bad, guys.
Dude, that's stop. It's stupid. Stupid.
I lost this game one. How you feeling?
Like somebody needs a shot in the arm.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.